Michelle Obama is the grift that keeps on grifting.
Bruh.
See, it wasn't enough for her husband to be elected the first African-American president, even though he was half white, or as I've been informed, of the tribe. It wasn't enough that she was on the cover of every magazine, that she's had books published, that she gets paid for speaking. No, no. She must tap into the source of wealth that never stops flowing for famous black people. That's right, racism. Talking about how awful white people are to black people and just how hard black people have it, no matter what white people give up and give them incessantly. So she has been making the rounds, discussing how difficult it is to be black in America. And no, we don't mean because she wants to talk about all the high crimes that black kids are involved in, not because she wants to talk about how they are disproportionately on SNAP and welfare because they'd rather that the government pay for their food than they pay for it themselves. No. She wants to talk about the constraints of white beauty standards that are holding her people down. See, this is what happens when you don't have real racism and real problems. You have to start imagining things that are actually problems. Let's go ahead and watch this clip.
Exposure to the high end of Chicago. And to access those places and not be accused of stealing, you realize very early on that you better let them hear you talk or, you know, come in with the right LaSalle case or else you would be watched. And, you know, so I think
I don't know if you guys know what a LaSalle case is. I'm not very good with fashion because I'm more concerned with the destruction of the American system and any resemblance of civilization. But let's talk about LaSalle. Here we go. Here's a bag. I remember these being a bit expensive. I guess not crazy. This ridiculous looking bag that looks like it should cost $25 is $190. I think this is what she's talking about when she says LaSalle. Okay. So apparently kids in Chicago have to wear these bags when they walk into a high luxury store or else everybody's gonna think they're stealing. Gee, why would they think a bunch of black kids in sweats and hoodies are stealing?
Oh my God, they stealing!
Have to hide the container when you finish.
Pay for my stuff.
Let me see your receipt.
I did it off my card.
Okay. Hold on, let me see your receipt.
Okay, let me get my receipt because y'all doing nobody.
Please stop. Stop.
Oh, yeah, but I'm sure this is because of white supremacy, too. Yeah, that's why. That's why. Okay, if all you have to do is put some different clothes on for people to not think you're stealing, okay. The problem is that you people keep showing up stealing, and then when people notice that people who kind of look like this tend to walk out without paying for their goods, and if you call them out on it, like this woman, you start screaming racism and making a hissy fit because you don't like being caught. Yeah, people are going to start noticing patterns, Michelle Obama. Maybe what you need to do is instead of complaining about the white people who are noticing the way that black people don't follow the law, maybe you should preach to black people that they should, I don't know, follow the law. if black people were like 95% compliant with the law and they were upstanding citizens and they were making neighborhoods better, trust me, no white people would be like, better watch out for those black people. We better move out of this neighborhood now that the black people have come in. You are deliberately pretending that this has to do with some kind of irrational hatred of black skin, because you don't want to reveal the truth that it is a rational response to black degenerate behavior. But please, tell us more.
How you show up, especially when it comes to white folks looking at young black kids, that how you present can sometimes save your life. I was learning that all.
I wish there was an outfit that white people could wear that would save their life around black young kids, teens, basketball players, whatever new colloquial saying that newspapers want to write because they don't want to say black kids. Tell us the outfit because we'll wear it. Because so far, the only thing that works is the 2A. What a ridiculous statement that black kids are literally getting killed for not dressing correctly. I mean, it's insane. It's insane, especially after what we've witnessed since her husband took office and left, with just the number of times black kids are given lenient sentences for awful, god-awful crimes. So please spare us. She's living like in a totally different time. She's living at the time when her husband was president and they were controlling the whole narrative. She doesn't realize that we've seen the body cam footage. We've seen what's actually going on. So your whole like hands up, don't shoot doesn't work anymore. Doesn't work. She said more retarded things. So let's go into that.
Worry about it. Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim and we run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all. It is exhausting and it's so expensive and it takes up so much time. Braids are for y'all so we can work harder and focus on the work. So why do we need an act of law to tell white folks to get out of our hair? Don't tell me how to wear my...
Oh, yes, because if there's one thing black people are known for, it's working hard and trying to eliminate all obstacles to hard work. Yes, that's what that's the reputation they've always had since the beginning of time. I would like to point out that Michelle Obama's hair is straight here, that she chose to straighten it herself, that if she wanted to show up with an Afro-punk F you up kind of hairstyle or braids or anything at all, she would be perfectly welcome to do so, and no one would dare say anything to her because she's the former First Lady. The only person who's putting those kinds of living up to white beauty standards on you is you, because you're the ones who like our hair. You're the ones who want to make your hair look like ours. That's why Beyonce wears a blonde wig, dyes her hair white. Who's telling her that she's, okay, fine. She's got to straighten her hair to live up to white beauty standards. Who told her she has to go as blonde as a Norwegian Vikings woman? Huh? That was her choice. So all of this is your projection of your own insecurity, because a white person walks in, you call her Becky with the good hair, you think your man wants to bang her because she's got good hair and not because she's demure and feminine, and you don't have anything to worry about, Michelle, because Barack's so unless the woman walking into the bar's got a bigger than you do, you're fine. Speaking of hair, I went to a Latina to get my hair done. Big mistake. Usually go to a nice gay Asian. They're always great. And I asked her to please make my hair a medium brown. Does this look like medium brown to you? No. She gave me the good old Mexican black because she's trying to sabotage me. Joke's on you. It still looks good. I'm still pissed off about it, all right? If I was Michelle Obama right now, I'd be complaining that I went to the salon because I was trying to live up to white people's oppressive standards of having nice hair and not having prematurely graying hair. And because of this, I have to be in the salon every 4 weeks because it makes me look better. It's pathetic. Here's another one. This is great. This is a good one.
And we have to start educating people about all kinds of beauty.
Yes.
And our beauty is so powerful and so unique that it is worthy of the conversation, and it's worthy of demanding the respect that we're owed for who we are and what we offer.
We are owed. You owe us. Who owes you? Why? Here's the thing, Big Mike Michelle Obama. A person's reaction to when they find something beautiful is not something that can be educated into them. It is spontaneous. It comes from the things that the people like naturally. She's still living in the 90s when you could talk about how all these beauty standards were indoctrinated by a white supremacist society that values women's whiteness and thinness. And we've moved past that. We actually realized that the re-education happened when you guys tried to tell us that people like this, well, yeah, people like this, sure, but that people like this were beautiful because you're beautiful at any size. And then you proved to us how much bullshit it was, because as soon as Ozempic was on the market or whatever other kind of slimming drug, what do you know? The shot themselves up as quickly as possible, trying to resemble anything remotely attractive. Lizzo actually looking a bit okay. I know she's wearing a lot of makeup and everything, but she's got a kind of nice face there. I'm surprised. Good for her. So what happened to the we were indoctrinated? Why isn't this just something that is in high demand? So when you're sitting here talking about how we have to educate people about our beauty standards, this is what we're owed. They're basically saying that you have to be attracted to them. And if you're not, they're gonna beat it into you. This is what I'm talking about when I say a tyranny of kindness. The oppression that is on our neck comes disguised as goodness and kindness, when in actuality it is so evil and resentful and wants to destroy the things that are actually beautiful by demanding that you say that this is equally beautiful. This is why she is our celebrity retard of the day.